The sound system's improved as far as being loud. I guess I could probably whisper and you'd hear my lesson. So if I start to lose my voice and that occurs, I'm glad for the speaker system and the clarity that it makes. Appreciate Eric for reading that in Paul's account. As we consider Saul, who was a persecutor of the church in the first century, he also became a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There, as he's led to Damascus, we find him that Ananias is sent to him. And as we know the account, and another account where Paul had fasted for 3 days and prayed for 3 days. You know, if you could just bow down and pray after you repented like Paul did, you thought he was in a saved state. But we find that Ananias said, "Why tarriest thou? Rise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." You know, I wish that all those who claim to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ would do just that. That they speak where the Bible speaks and they'd be silent where it's silent. Unfortunately, that's not in the denominational world in which we live. There are those who distort the gospel of Christ. Therefore, they're not preaching Jesus, even though they make that claim. They're not preaching Christ's message without preaching at all. And so as we examine those who said, "Why tarry us a while?" You know, the thing about tarrying about something, you're wasting time. You know, time is precious, and there is time that we waste time, and we can't get it back at all. We can't get yesterday back. Yesterday is forever gone, today is swiftly passing by, and tomorrow may never come. As we consider that short saying, you know, we sung the hymn, "Jesus may come early in the morning, late in the evening. He may come this very day or this very night. He may come tomorrow, and are you ready to meet your Maker? Are you ready to stand to bow before the judgment seat of the Almighty? All your family were loved ones. Are they being faithful to the Lord? If you have friends and neighbor who's not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, are you carrying the message? Well, you just say, well, that's up to the preacher. No, that's up to all of us. To be messengers, to carry the message of Jesus Christ, that we may decide it being urgent. You know, various occupations, if you was a fireman and the fire whistle blew, you know, they have speed drills that they may respond to the fire. Someone's life may depend on them. Is it you all of a sudden received a call and your neighbor's house was on fire? Let's say you was close by, would you attempt to make rescue to make sure everybody's out? If you heard that the fire was at your own home and you didn't know if all your family was out, would you run or be anxious to rescue anybody left? And so it is for those in the world. They are in a spiritual lost state without Christ. And we need to be preaching Jesus. As we look and examine Acts, the 8th chapter, there, as we look there in verses 26 through 29 over in the book of Acts in chapter 8, we read about Philip and the eunuch there. And it says, "The angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise, go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. It says, he arose and went, behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot and reading Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him. And he heard him read of the prophet Isaiah and saying, understandest thou what thou readest? You know, we can see that Philip's reaction was, you know, did he just mosey along, or did we find that he ran to the chariot? Of course, you know, horses pulling a chariot is going to move faster. If you're just walking slow, guess what? You ain't going to be able to catch a chariot pulled by some horses. Unless they're extremely walking very slow also. But we can see how Philip responded to what the Lord had instructed him. Now he's reading now, as he joins the chariot there, we see where he's reading from Isaiah chapter 53. There in verse 7 and 8. And it says, he was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth, and he's taken from prison, from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And as death, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he'd done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Said he'd put him to grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, who shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. There we can see Christ's death and preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is what the eunuch is reading. We find over in 1 Corinthians the 15th chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 through 3. There Paul writes, moreover, brethren, declare I unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. Unless you have believed in vain, for I have delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And so, as the eunuch was reading Isaiah, according to the Scriptures, Jesus Christ would be offered for the sins of the world. And there Paul was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that according to the Scriptures, it was necessary that Christ would die for our sins, being God's perfect lamb and offering for your sins and mine, and for the sins of the world. And so, that's good news. Not that he had to die, but he did die for our sins. And certainly, we're not worthy of the offering of God's Son. But he'd done so according to promise, that he would please his Heavenly Father, as he prayed that the cup be passed, that this cup may pass from him. As we've heard many times over. But he went there that his Father's will would be carried out. Jesus would be made that offering according to the Scriptures. And so the very first gospel sermon in Acts the second chapter on the day of Pentecost, when Peter had preached unto him. Therefore in verse 36, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. And there, they are put to account of being convinced and convicted that they had crucified their very Son of God. Verse 37, it says, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? There, that they were convicted of what they had done. They were witnesses to it. They were part of it. Let his blood be upon me and upon our children. As they cried out unto Pilate, crucify, crucify him. They did not know nor understand that they was fulfilling God's will that Jesus would be offered up for not only our sins, but even for those. And because they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" In verse 38, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." He calls both Jew and Gentile. It's God's power unto salvation. It was first preached unto the Jew and then to the Gentile world. Paul being a carrier of the message. And there we find the message that Jesus Christ was offered for our sins. That He had to go to the Calvary's cross. And that they was to preach this gospel throughout the world. As instructed there in Mark the 16th chapter. The Lord says there in verse 15, He says, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." As we consider the urgency of that, as we consider urgency in our lives, we look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 9, another of Paul's letters. And he says to you, "Our troubled rest of us when the Lord Jesus shall reveal from heaven with His mighty angel in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power." We consider of the power of the Almighty, and to those who obey not. You know, as we consider sometimes someone's in a burning fire, if we had opportunity to warn them in advance that your house is going to catch fire tonight, if you don't get out or make provisions, your life's going to be lost. And if you had that information, would you feel guilty if you withheld it from them? Should we not feel guilty if we do not share the gospel of Christ with those about us in our life? That we withhold that from them? Let us consider that we must not. It's not just up to those who preach the gospel get up here. You can have the best speaker. But guess what? You're the one that knows your neighbor. You're the one that knows your family. You're the one that knows those who you work with. What do you preach in your life? What is your life? How do you use it? Do you take advantage to rescue them out of that fiery darts of the wicked? Because they're in the world and they need the gospel of Christ. And you have opportunity to share that. Let us not be ashamed to share the good news or afraid of rejection. You know, it's just human nature sometimes. You want to be liked. As most part, most of us. Now, I've met a few people that I might think that might be an exception to that. But most of us want to be liked. We want to be likable. And you got to avoid a couple things. There's two things as you always hear. Avoid politics and religion. And you'll get along just fine. You know, we might be able to avoid politics. But if we avoid religion, we're in trouble. Because we're not sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and the power the gospel has to save one from their sins. And so let us not. And so, sometimes we're contending with ourselves. We're holding back. We want to hold back because we don't want to offend somebody. But certainly if we can show in a loving way and concern. And some are better at that than others. Some has a more natural gift of expressing that. And maybe we each can learn from each other how we're able to share that good news. Do all that we can for the gospel. You know, as we consider the response that the eunuch had there over in Acts, the 8th chapter there, we find that as Philip joins the chariot, he says, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" He says, "How can I except some man should guide me?" You know, a lot of times people are ignorant of what the Scripture says. They're ignorant how to rightly divide it or understand it. And so many times they're very gullible what's being taught. Well, I've been taught this since I was a child. It was good enough for mom and dad, it's good enough for me. Well, I find your message to be offensive. People do. Because you may point out the gospel of Christ and what God teaches. They found out, well, I've been told I just accept Jesus, that I just repent and accept Him as my personal Savior. My sins are gone. Now, let's look at what the Scripture says about it. And so there, as we found out that over in Acts, the 8th chapter of the eunuch there, as Philip had joined to him and preached Christ unto him, as soon as I find the right spot, check my notes. I'm in the right chapter. I just got to get to. You know, you use different Bibles. They're located in a different part of the page. And this, and I'm not as familiar. Well, I'll tell you what. It helped a lot if I was looking in the right book. That's what you call really getting lost. We're in Acts, the 8th chapter. You know, I ain't going to find that message in John. Well, I might find a message in John, but I'm not going to find my spot. There is Philip opened, began to preach unto Philip, began to preach unto him about Jesus in verse 35. It says, they went on their way and they came to certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. The eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. And there, as we can see, when Philip preached unto him about Jesus, guess what? He taught him he had to be baptized, didn't he? He had to. Because when he came to that certain water, he asked the question. Right here's water. What's hindered me to be baptized? Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." You see, when he preached Christ unto the eunuch, when he read in the book of Isaiah, he went on to explain what Isaiah was teaching. He preached Christ unto him. He preached salvation. He preached his death. He preached unto him about the resurrection of the Christ. He preached unto him that it was needful for him to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just as Peter did on the day of Pentecost when they asked the question. He says, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And they both went down into the water. And so he was baptized. Every account in the New Testament that we read about salvation, baptism was involved. as a part of preaching Christ. You have to preach His message. You cannot leave any part of it out because it's a favorable doctrine. People will like me better if I leave just that part out. You can see the danger that it leads to. As Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 46, Luke 24 and 46 and 47. And He said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And so this is Luke's account, that it would first begin at Jerusalem as it did on the day of Pentecost. And then it would be preached among all nations. And Paul, being a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, was chosen out of due season. We find in Acts the 17th chapter in verse 30. On this account, in verse 31. There, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He have appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He have ordained. Wherefore He have given Him assurance unto all men that He has raised Him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we'll hear thee of this matter. And Paul departed from among them. And so there are those who will mock the preaching of the gospel of Christ and the resurrection. God has promised in the resurrection of life. Even as Christ was rose from the dead, so we will also in that last day be resurrected unto judgment. Hebrews the 9th chapter and verse 27 says, for as it appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. And so we must all face the judgment. Are you prepared today, as you put on Christ in that watery grave of baptism? You know, the Lord could have picked anything out. I didn't choose it. You didn't choose it. We didn't choose it because we like to, you know, think that it's all about getting wet, because if that's all you did, then you didn't submit to the gospel of Christ. You must believe in God's Son, repent of your life, turn it over to the Lord, confess in Him before this audience, and be baptized into the body of Jesus Christ. He'll add you to the saved. I can't do that, but the Lord can. Or if you've been desired the prayers of the saints, you have need. You know, life is like a vapor, appear for a little while. If you're subject to His call in any way, we plead with you, come as we sing the invitation song.